name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. O Lord God Almighty, because you have always supplied your servants with the several gifts which come from your Holy Spirit alone, leave also us not destitute of your manifold gifts, nor of grace to use them always to your honor and glory and the good of others. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The collect is that which is assigned to be used on the second Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord, and at the weekday services which may happen to fall between the second and third Sundays after the Epiphany. It appears in Lutheran worship, appeared before that in the altar edition, which we called the Lutheran liturgy. It was prepared first by the English reformers for inclusion in the first book of Common Prayer, the prayer book of Edward VII, which appeared in English in 1549, for use in the services of the day of St. Barnabas the Apostle. In this prayer, we are reminded from the teaching of God's Word that God, through His Holy Spirit, supplies us with gifts which He gives us graciously and without our deserving. He gives them that we may lack nothing, that we may fall behind in no thing that is good. We pray that God would grant us to use always the gifts that He has given us in a faithful and appropriate way, in faith toward Him, and in love toward our neighbor, whatever his need may be. The sacred scripture teaches, and the Holy Christian Church confesses, two kinds of gifts which come to us from God. There are first the gifts of the Holy Spirit, those which are called today spiritual gifts. It is by these gifts, as we confess, that we are called and brought to believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for our sins and rose to make us right with God. By means of these same gifts, we are day by day in the fellowship of the Holy Christian Church, strengthened in faith to cling to Christ, to pray in His name, and to receive from Him who gives us all yet more and more. These are not natural gifts. We are not born with an inclination to be believers and children of God. We may believe many things, but we may not trust in Christ, accepting as the gift of God. So we may very appropriately call these gifts of the Holy Spirit third article gifts. We are called and gathered. We are enlightened and sanctified. We are kept in the true faith. We are forgiven. We are nurtured in the fellowship of the one true church, and all of it by the work of God the Holy Spirit. And all of it is ours through the preaching of the gospel, through the gift of God in new birth in holy baptism, through the forgiveness of sins which we receive in the holy absolution, and through the holy supper of Christ's true body and blood to which He so cordially invites us. We have a problem with that, though. And the problem simply is this. We are analytical creatures, and none of this is subject to analysis. None of it is able to be measured. We cannot say that any of us is more called than another, or that some of us have been gathered to the church in a more superlative degree. Not even that we are more enlightened or more sanctified or more perfectly preserved in the fellowship of the true faith. No one of us is more forgiven than another.
to whom we might wish to compare ourselves. Well, certainly I'm better than he is. There are, however, certain gifts which can be analyzed and measured. These are the gifts of our Father in heaven, who gives to each of us gifts which can easily be seen. These are what we could very easily call first article gifts, the gift of our body and life, our mind and senses, the particular abilities and powers which have been given to us, and all the earthly gifts with which God has endowed us. These gifts are indeed able to be measured. Some of us have more than others. Some use what they have been given in a better and more profitable way than others. In this week's collects, we are praying primarily about gifts of the Spirit. We pray that faith and hope and love, which God has planted in us most abundantly and immeasurably, might bring glory to Him and good to others. God is, after all, not best served by those who simply make the most noise. He is not best honored and glorified by whoops and hollers and shouts of glory, or even by our humble prayer that we just want to give Him all the praise. God is best honored and glorified not by human accomplishment, but by faith, by a godly fear that does not want to displease Him, by a steadfast confidence and trust in Him, by a love which reaches out to help those, whatever their need may be. Whatever earthly gifts we may have been given, we use them best when we ourselves, as faithful Christians, are being used by God. That He may have good use of us indeed. This week particularly, we thank God for the gifts of His Spirit, the gifts which come from Him alone. Somehow the enemy of man has planted in us, so often unwary Christians, the notion that unless we can measure what cannot be measured and prove what can only be believed, we are more than likely destitute of the gifts which He gives, or that they are best used not graciously, but frantically. Against all this, our collect brings us back to the confession of the truth. God has gifted us most abundantly. He furnishes us day by day with everything which draws us to Him and keeps us close to Him. May He grant that we may use every gift of His grace and the manifold gifts of creation as well, which He has vouchsafed to us, to the honor of His name, and to the blessing of others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.